Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Woo! What up, world? Another blessed Thursday. Woo! Boy, I'm so happy I don't know what to do. Man, man, man. This is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I'm shaking. Looking for Big Sham. I'm sure looking for him. He's somewhere. And I know he'll be right here in a couple of minutes or something like that. Man, man, man. Woo! Last Friday and Saturday was something else. Boy, boy, boy.
Jake, you got me open?
Yeah, I got you open, boss.
Oh, man, I didn't even know I was open. Welcome.
Yeah, you open,
just
boss.
Here.
Huh?
A True Grudge Racer channel.
Yeah,
Jake is running the board.
Yeah.
Oh, man, sorry. Look, I'm doing something right now. I want to apologize. It's the day after. It is a True Grudge Racing Thursday, and we are live on this mic this evening. Let me give a shout out to my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy and the Clocks Off Crew. The 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, and every day show. By none. Off the Trailer, Brother Shaky, Brother Mouse. I'm in the middle of something. I'm trying
West
to just come
side,
on for a second. I'm gonna come back in a second. I'm doing something. I'm messed up right now a little bit, but nonetheless, let me just say this, man. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. On behalf of myself and Brother Bruce Leroy, we really appreciate y'all, man. It was just great, man. It was thank God for a beautiful day. this past Friday and Saturday. Thank you for all the participants that put on the show, man, and just got up there and just represented what, you know, I've just been preaching since the beginning, and that is True Grudge, and I am True Grudge. I love it. I always will, and ain't nothing better. For all, everybody that a part of it, that was sharing the post, that was treating it like their own, thank you. I can't name everybody. It's just way too many people to name. But thank you, and thank you, man. All the out of town, Michigan, Young Money, Memphis. I was so shocked to see Brother Flop. Those off the top of my head, y'all. But thank you for all the out of town guests, the ones that spectated and the ones that participated in True Grudge. Thank you. We 10 years in and we still going, man. So, man, my mind is clicking. But let me just say this, man. You never know what somebody is going through, and I'm not gonna call their name, but if you pray and you believe in God, just take a few seconds and pray for one of our brothers that is not doing well. You know, I ain't gonna say not doing well, but it could be way worse than what it is. And he going through right now, and he is, man, true blue, grassroots, one of the top of the top in grudge racing, in my opinion. He under the weather, had a little situation going on, and just pray for him. I'm not going to call his name, but just pray. At the end of the night, it was a mishap. You know, it could happen to anybody. You know what I'm saying? If you're in this game long enough and you driving a car, it could happen. Brother Hootie, the East Side Stranglers, just one of my good brothers. I've been knowing Hootie shit majority of my life. You know, he tore his car up, but he was okay. We always, what do I want to say? We always, well, not we always. I just want to, you know, if we can, you know, anything will help. I want to do something for Hootie, because Hootie had that car, man, since, I want to say high school. I'm not sure high school, but I know it's been a very long time.
Really?
Since I started racing in the 90s. He had that car, driving it up to the barbershop, burning out in front of the window, trying to tease me to come out and play while I'm working in the barbershop. And I would really like to, if in fact, I don't know how I'm going to do it. If you want to, you know, just give something, call me 773-447-9705. Everybody got my number. Let's put something together if we can. $5, ain't nothing too small. You know, everybody got to turn.
Okay.
Everybody want somebody to look out for them when it's their turn.
Okay.
You know, because everybody is subject to have a turn. But, you know, let's look out for them if we can. I really would appreciate that. Collectively, man, I know people have torn their cars up and didn't get a dime. I'm one of them. I tore a car up. I hit the wall, and nobody gave me a penny, not one dime.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about looking out for one another if you can. Everybody's not going to get it, but I feel some type of way about it, just because when somebody have a car that long, just that by itself, he had it for a long time, and that car is embedded in him. And I just feel some type of way. So if you can, if at all, reach out to me. I'm going to try to come back later on to see if we can, you know, try to how I can do it or whatever. But I really would like to do that, man, because I saw the struggle in him trying to get it back together and just all the effort that he put into it. I guess you don't understand until you put a lot of effort into one of these cars, and for you to have an accident and you know destroy the car, it's more than a notion, man. So if at all, please, I really appreciate that. And that brother, I didn't call his name because what I want to say is super private, I guess, but you know what, sometimes, man, you know, in order to get a breakthrough, this is my own opinion, you know, sometimes you gotta, you know, you have to share so everybody can be on one accord and praying, because you know, when one, two, or three or more get together and they pray about something, it's effective. That's how God works. You know, we everybody get on one accord and pray for the same thing. You know, it's how he hears abundantly, in my opinion. So just pray, man, because it's for real. You just don't know. Somebody could be smiling and they going through, man, and they don't say nothing because they don't want you to worry and you know, so forth and so on. But nonetheless, that's on me right now, y'all. I got my own stuff like everybody else. But do that if you can. I really appreciate everybody that came out, all the people that engaged. Once again, I know off the top of my head, we got a locked-in race Sunday. Freddie B, Smoke-Free. Brother Freddie and Mr. B versus Lenny and Steve Sunday at 41 at 4 o'clock. I know that one right now. So I got to jump off. But nonetheless, thank you, and thank you to everybody. Shaky, now I got on the morning show today, and I kind of asked for some help. Hopefully they will jump on, and I know they're going to give you some help. Is Mouse there yet?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Brother Miles?
Sorry I'm late, sir. I had some people at the house doing work. I am
I'm in the middle of my own stuff right now, man. I'm part of the
solar energy crew.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
Yes,
y'all,
sir.
Y'all take over, man. And jump in, y'all. Jump in. I'm going to come back in a second. I'll mute my phone, Shaky. I'll mute my own phone, okay? And I'll be back.
Welcome, man. How you feeling, brother?
Hello. What's
Can
up?
Can you hear me?
No,
I want to hear about some solar energy for a second, man. Come on, tell me how you do that.
I had solar panels put on my house today in my garage, and I'm I'm part of the people, man. Trying to save some money, you know.
Yeah, no more ComEd, huh?
Well, yeah, no more ComEd.
Yeah,
I got a flat rate now.
Houses.
Yeah, now I got a flat rate.
What
and
was
I
that?
Can
oh, a flat rate.
I can I can leave my AC running as long as I want to, and every fan everything in the house.
Mouse, I'm sorry. Now, that's why I don't like calling names. This is exactly why. But I could be remiss. Ohio, Brother Gerald, you already know, man, he going to come near far for me. And I appreciate you, Brother Gerald, and the Trans Am boys, man. Y'all all right with me, man. If I don't call you, it is definitely not on purpose. I don't want nobody to say I call you on purpose. That's why I just said everybody, man. I messed up when you start calling names, but it's near and far, man. I appreciate y'all. He reminded me. He surely came all the way from Ohio, man. I appreciate you. All right, go ahead, y'all. I'm sorry.
Hey, we appreciate everybody that came. Like
yeah.
you said, near and far. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So making that experience and what it was.
Boy, they was getting down, Malcolm O'Sullivan. These people, people starting to show up and show out, boy. There was some people out there.
And,
sure
and
was, man.
Can nobody say nothing about that surface?
Woo! It was hooking. It was breaking cars on the line, Bob.
Yes, sir.
It was breaking
it
cars
was right.
on the line.
It was 100,
yeah.
My friend. Yes, they had their track set on kill.
It was set on kill. Oh, what that mean? Set on kill. You were something about set on.
Yeah, you heard what I said.
Yeah,
that
I
track is right, man.
I'm gonna let you say it. Set on kill.
And not only that, they used whatever equipment 41 had.
Wow. Damn. They use 41 stuff, huh?
Yes, sir. There was no rotator there with tires spinning the opposite direction. There was none of that. It can be done.
Wow. Yeah, they got out. It sure got out. There were some good races out there. There were some good
Indeed.
Races, bro. I'm telling you. Well, the boys showed up and showed out. And a couple of guys that did something, I know they're going to be acting crazy tonight on this show.
I hope so. Hey, anybody who plans on hitting that one button, hey, just come and share your experience. And, hey, we did our thing, and we just keep every event, we got to keep doing it better.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait till my car get ready. It's about 3 years.
Hey, whatever long it takes, as long as you get out there, support, and when you come out there, do your thing.
Man, I'm telling you, I was talking to my brother, Big Mark, earlier today. He said he was going to be calling up. He had something to announce to the Chicagoland area, but I don't know if he meant what he said. I was still asleep. Them people called me this morning talking about what they're going to be doing. So I guess he's going to show up and show out. One of them other guys was on there, so I'm not going to say nothing until they happened to call in because they was doing a whole lot of jumping up and down and cursing. And I was like, ooh, wee. This ain't
well, hey,
like
Big
these
Mark,
guys.
If
yeah,
you're listening,
man.
Come on, hit that one button.
Man.
Let us know what you know.
Yeah, let us know. Hold on, let me see who this is. Maybe this might be Mark. I don't know. 773-4239. Your mic is open. Who is this?
Yo, this is Nutso. What's up, man? What's up, y'all?
What up?
What up, Nut?
How you feel, soul brother?
What's going on? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. How y'all feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. How you feeling? Got that? Good?
Yeah.
Got that
weed
under your belt?
Yeah, that I just hate who he had to tell his cop in the process, you know. I would much rather have made the trip with me instead of,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
the unfortunate circumstances. Yeah. But if you let me leave on you like that, you might as well cut it off. But no, I'm just playing. is Sam on the show? Is Sam here?
That's what it looked like to me. You might as well cut it off.
Sam might have hit mute for a second, but I'm sure he probably listened.
Yeah, I want the College Boys asking him about this thing. Do y'all have any info for what's supposed to be happening July 30th? Sam's supposed to be doing anything at 41 for July
30th? That's
that
date that's on a Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's the date on the flyers on a Sunday. You know, everybody's asking about it.
I'm not sure. You have to wait for him to come home. I can't give him no information about that.
Okay.
Well, as long as you there, I know I'm going to see some action out there. Cause, ooh, wee. Boy, you looking good.
Yeah.
You cut a good life, too.
Man, I was, you know what? That was one of the most stressful days for me at the track because I couldn't do worth nothing early in the day. I don't know what was going on. Yeah, but that track ended up coming around at the right time. Yeah, it pulled my damn hip out. I was walking across the track. I tried to move it, and it felt like my whole hip dislocated. I was like, yeah, nah, let me stop playing.
Wow. It was sticky, sticky, sticky.
Yeah, it was sticky. Ooh. I didn't know that they used 41 equipment. I thought they had their own stuff. That was some, that was new to me. That's the very one of y'all said.
Yeah, look, it looked to me, because sometimes when them other people come, they got that big-ass thing, and they be taking it all day, but man, they was doing it with one thing, and then they sprayed it.
They use that big old tractor with them with them four wheels on it that's rotating the whole way. Yeah. I didn't know they used, that was news to me, though. So they made 41 work with 41 of the equipment. That's showing something there.
How your dad doing? I ain't heard him. He don't know come on the show.
He good. He's recovering from whatever bit him on his leg. So.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. He goes there to get some treatment for that. My wife was in Brazil, got bit by one of them mosquitoes, and it was bad, bro.
Whatever business swelled him up pretty good. Both his legs are swollen, so. But they gave him, the hospital gave him some stuff, so he could.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good thing. I know somebody got their head on. Let's see what it says. 708-2502, your mic is open. Who is it?
What's happening? This is Dre.
Well, Dre? Brother, how you feel?
Everything good. How y'all doing?
Your voice. Can't complain.
Yes,
how you been?
Yeah, I can't complain. Everything okay. I was just coming on, talk about the upcoming race.
Okay. Mike, the floor is on you, big brother. Come on.
Okay, well, we got August the 5th and 6th, we got the 15th annual Big Drag Race Weekend at Byron Dragway. We got special guests coming, Bodie and his son, Lil Bodie coming. And they bringing both cars. They're looking for match racing. It's already in the works for Bodie and Leroy to do a rematch. From the race when he ran in Leroy beat Bodie in California last year in August. So this all this stuff is warming up to come down to my race where they're going to rerun it. Hopefully it happens. Negotiations is going on. We got the big tire cars. We got the 10-inch tire cars. We got the daily drivers. And I'm going to try to do some with the golf carts. You know, as usual, grudge racing all weekend long. You know, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Grudge racing going to have priority, you know, like it's always been. And Sunday going to be free food all day till it's gone.
Come on, start at the top there. The dates are weird now?
August the 5th and 6th, which will be the first weekend of August. First Saturday and Sunday of August, Byron Dragway.
Okay.
Anybody got any questions, they can call me or ask now, whatever.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what about, certain cars are not properly teched, and, Byron is like a real stickler for that? Do you have any information about that?
Byron, they actually are not as strict as it was when BJ had the track. I mean, they're not going to let you run no car with no three lugs on it, which no traction.
Right.
Or, maybe your certification is out of date or something like that. But for the most part, you got to have your safety stuff on, but they will give you passes on certain things. They're not leaning towards the super strict.
Cool.
So, I mean, common sense, you know, if you got antifreeze in your car, you know you can't race with no antifreeze. Just stuff that makes sense. You know, do the right thing. Make sure you got all your lugs on your car. You know what I'm saying? And if it's a race car, have on and off switch on it. You know, those are safety things.
Right.
You know, if your seatbelt is expired, as long as you got belts in there, I don't see them pushing you back.
Okay.
And that goes for everybody, me and me included, you know.
Oh. You had the generic out there?
Oh, yeah, the generic, you know, it's going to be wherever I go.
Amen. In case somebody feel froggy, they want to jump, you just get right in their business. I didn't see Dee Dee. I wonder where Dee Dee is. I didn't see her make a track on the same thing.
Somebody said Dee Dee went. I was talking about it. They say he went to. They had a big Buick race out in New York or something. He went to.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Wow. Yeah, but that's good to hear your thing coming up, bud. Always there, support you.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that's a two-day event, right?
Yes, yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. And by the driveway.
Yep. The playground of power, four lanes wide.
Cool.
Yeah, I think just speaking, a car that gets loose on you, you know, kind of like what happened at the track Sunday, you got a better chance of saving it at a track as wide as Byron, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Got more room.
Okay.
The walls are further away. Yeah. Just unfortunate, you know what happened, but as long as the driver's okay, you can be able to race another day.
Yeah, he was good. Thank God. Yeah, thank God, man. Well, why don't you you get your car ready, bro? You close or what?
I'm close, but I'm on other people's time now.
Okay, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Once you got it right, then you start testing and tuning and get it together, you know.
It's definitely be out this year, but it's right now. It's out of my hands. I've done what I need to do. And I'm just waiting on other people.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it all work out, it'll be out this year.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, Drax, for helping me a lot, man. Anytime I call you to get a number, you always got it there available. You know, you always there for the phone. I'll be like,
I run my business off the phone, you know, so I got to respond back to you quick.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Like I say, I need a part. KK, he always it beat you halfway when you stayed all the way over there. So you know the 35th Street. I appreciate you, man. So it's gonna be some racing this year. These boys came out there this time, they was looking good. Real good.
Yeah, I watched it on Facebook whenever somebody went live with it. It looked like it was a really good race.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to see people going down there, man, and feeling good about when they go down there to that dreaded house. when that house is handed out to yellow and white sheets. Because sometimes you be thinking that that ain't even your sheet. You be like, that's not mine. But you be the only one there. Ooh-wee, man. Mm. Boy, that thing will make or break. Man, that's a good kick it in. Yeah, let me do something else to it. Well, that did or didn't work, man. Yeah. That old house.
Hey, Shaky. I'm sorry. Let me while my mind is on it. I'm in and out. What up, Drag? I heard y'all talking about August the 5th and 6th.
Yes, sir.
That's you already know what it is. You got Tate this weekend, y'all. If y'all ain't doing nothing, get down there to Steele, Alabama. Look like they're gonna have something real interesting going on down there. You got Drag August the 5th and 6th. Then you got Young Money August 11th and 12th in Ohio. So it's a lot of racing going on, and just at home, period. We got race locked in for Sunday. So let me just say this. Thank you to US 41 and they staff for all they did that day. Mass Traction, I cannot say nothing but great things about Mass Traction. Brother Brandon and his crew, Brother Ryan, Hartsuck that he sent here, that man, he know what to do with a track. That's all I can tell y'all. I really appreciate Ryan. He just, man, just real accommodating, you know, what, just whatever, you know, he thought to do. Man, it was just good, man. I want to really appreciate and thank all of the variety of cars that raced at the race. You know, you had real street cars. You know, Skin, I hate to call his name because everybody knows, but he got up there with a regular car racing. Then you had even fast cars that got up there to race. Brother Cootie and Brother Keith from Shoutout's Most Wanted. So we had a whole variety from top to bottom to go down the track and engage. And them college boys, I just appreciate all those people. Okay, so I got to go back now, y'all. my wife had surgery, and I'm trying to do something with her, get us settled in. So y'all forgive me. I'm getting it together. So, okay, I just wanted to say that while I had a chance to say it.
All right.
Yeah. Well, where you at, Brother Mouse?
Oh, I'm here. I'm going to have some about background noise. I'll be home in about less than 10 minutes, and I'll be on the rest of the night.
Okay, because I want to ask you about your car.
Quick? I got a minute right now.
Well, what kind of car you got? I
have an S10 pickup.
Oh, yeah?
S10 pickup.
Ooh.
Stock suspension.
Okay.
Small block.
Ooh.
Turbo.
Uh-oh. Oh, my. Wow.
Trying to, like I say, I'm on other people's time right now, so I'm doing everything I can on my end.
Right. Okay, who go? He go, Mr. Ryan, 773-5195. That you, Mr. Ryan?
Hey, that's no sense for him go home and wait 10 minutes. He can stay off the phone. He ain't gonna bust the fucking brake.
What you say?
Boy, you've been talking for about 2-3 years, Ryan. Don't worry, we gonna have a date. Talk don't mean nothing to me.
I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why you trying to come on here talking like you
going to
do something?
Hey, I ain't said nothing about nothing. You the one that's on here woofing. All I talked about was getting ready.
Okay. Just bend the knee like everybody else. If you know what's good, just bend the knee.
Hey, Ryan, you just worry about your next race.
Mom?
You just worry about your next race.
My next race?
Just worry about that. I ain't even paying attention to what you're doing.
Hey, worry about the next race. Don't worry about shit like that.
Just go out there and get you a W.
Hey, I'm heading
right now to go get me a note. I'm going to the case race.
Do you, because I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
I'm about to have some background noise, so I'm about to go on mute.
Okay. Hey, you going down that nervous around?
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate you, man. You make what did he say? He said you make racing good again. When you came back and you said what you were gonna do and you did what you said. You set a whole lot of people up, boy. They showed you. I guess you're a new sheriff in town. So how you been?
Well, I've been good.
Good. What's up with you? Just happy, bro. Just living life. I'm happy to see your son, boy. He getting real tall. Real tall.
Yeah, he ain't that little boy no more.
Man, he just about taller than you, that last picture you put up there.
Did he?
Yeah. That's what I said. I see him. I'm like, wow, man. So going quick.
Yeah.
He like racing?
Yeah, he was going to come with me, but he said he had to go do something. He had to go fuck around this weekend.
Uh-oh. Okay. Wow.
He didn't catch me on the next one.
Amen. That's good. He'll be with his dad. Yeah, that's a good thing, believe me. Yeah, that's a good thing, man. Who is this? 708-0482, your mic is open.
Where Vic
at? Huh?
Where Vic at?
Vic? Oh, he came in yet. Hey, Vic, where you at? Who is this? 0482-708? Uh-oh. Looks like that might be Vic right here. You calling his name. Let me see if this is him. 219-9726. Is this Mr. Vic?
Yes, it is.
Uh-oh. Hey, Mr. Vic, how you feeling today, sir?
Yeah.
Was y'all looking for me?
Say what?
Was y'all looking for me?
Was we looking for you?
Yeah.
You'll know when we looking for you.
We
ain't got no problem telling you. I didn't say we was or we wasn't. I just said you gonna know.
Oh, you trying to keep it safe now, huh?
Trying to what?
Y'all trying to say you don't want to say one way or another. I seen that lick that y'all made. Y'all look real good. But we all know anybody mentioned y'all name, I'm going to the head. But you look real good.
You say what now? Oh, I appreciate it. Well, we'll be to see you soon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll
see you real soon. Real soon. Hey, man. We'll be to see you real soon, bro.
Come on back and lay down.
You say what now?
I said the pad's still warm. Come on, lay back down. Come on. He's dead in the bed with y'all. You look good.
I appreciate it. We'll see you real soon, sir. Real soon. It won't be long. I promise you that. It won't be long.
Hey, Vic, they ain't running up to you like they was, huh?
No, they been a little cautious right now, but they talking, but it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, you looking good, I tell you that.
I appreciate it.
Shoot. Man, the guy that always do what he say what he gonna do.
That's yeah, we're going to make drag racing great up here. We're going to make drag racing great back up here in the, in the Midwest, Northwest.
Yes, yes, yes. So sad about old Hootie Bestest thing.
Yeah, but, I'm just glad he, the main thing yeah. is he all right. That car can be replaced.
Right, right.
Can't get another Hootie. But he all right. That's the main thing. Yeah, it's just like everybody was all over me. I had problems with my other car all day, fighting it all day. Everybody, you trying to do something? How the fuck I'm trying to do something? I can't get down the track. But that's
right,
all right.
Right.
That's all right. It won't. That one coming too. Anybody that I think I can whoop, I'm on their ass.
What about Lil Mo?
I'm gonna kill Lil Mo.
Ooh. Uh oh. You start saying that, the lights gonna light up. I see you looking good. I sure did.
Kill Lil Mo. I'm gonna kill Jeremiah. I'm on a killing spree as soon as I start.
Yeah.
Gotta sharpen the knife up just a little mo. Just gotta sharpen the knife up just a little mo. Got one more edge to hit on that knife, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, well, you know what? You ain't got a knife big enough in the drawer for me. You got to bring an axe.
Oh, well, I got an axe for you.
You got to bring an axe.
No, I don't want no axe. I got a goddamn chainsaw for you. Make sure you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, look at that car go down there with those flames coming out that damn thing like that. Get the whole track
nothing.
Up.
That wasn't nothing.
Yeah, we know it wasn't nothing. We was trying to make we know it wasn't nothing. We was trying to make you feel good. We know it wasn't nothing.
I appreciate it, but we gonna hey, you ain't gotta make me feel good.
Yeah, we know it wasn't nothing. Just trying to make you feel good. That's all.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But like I said, you ain't.
Was you driving that? Was you driving that thing?
Yeah, I was driving.
After I put the whooping on y'all, I'm gonna let you get in my car. How you like that?
I don't wanna drive your car. What the fuck I wanna drive your car for?
So you could be on a winning team?
No, I don't switch hit like that.
So you could be on a winning team?
I don't switch hit like that, my brother. If you whoop us. That's all.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to happen that way.
Y'all going to bring that car down to Tate Race?
No, we're not coming to Tate Race.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
No, we're not coming.
Hey, Jeremiah, your mic is open.
Man, I don't even feel like talking no more. I done sat in queue so long. I'm going back on you, bro. I can't believe you talking like that, Jeremy.
What up, Jerry?
You made a runaway.
I'm in. Hey, who in here said they was going to do something a little more?
You already know. What's understood don't need to be talked about.
I was trying to see who it was. I just got a call. Motherfucker talking about what they going to do a little more.
Cause somebody asked me what I worry about.
I'm on beat no more ass, motherfucker. You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to take five. I got three call outs for Sunday. First off, Scotty and Zay bitch ass. Get that bitch ass up there with Brian and Lenny and them. We can have a ball. If they can't fit the call, get Chuck dumb ass, drunk ass out there with that motherfucking cold blue, give me the car and the cutout. They said they was going to give me Sunday. They could get my ass. And last but not least, Vaughn sweet ass, which he going to say he going to be out of town. So I got to wait. That is all. Now, the other two motherfuckers should be able to make the call. They should be able to make the call. Zay and old bitch ass Scotty, get your ass back up there Sunday. Give up the cutout. Do the same race.
Oh,
man. Y'all can find them. and drunk ass Chuck. He was so motherfucking animated. And Donnie took over. Get his chunk ass up there. That motherfucker told me, he said, man, you got a carnal cutout with Cold Blue. Come on, come on. And then Chuck told him, then Donnie told his punk ass, man, sit your ass down, man. We're going to run this other boy. So them two motherfuckers, we can have a ball this come Sunday with Lenny and Brian and them. Let's have a true good Sunday race. That is all.
I thought Vaughn was on here.
They can find him.
708-75-93. Your mic is open. Who is that?
Well, Terrell, like you said, you know where I'm at. You already know where I'm going to be at.
Okay.
So if you want to come there, you
hey, guess what then? We in a shootout then. You got a Sunday bye, motherfucker. You got to buy the end of this Sunday then. How about them other two punk motherfuckers? Find them. They ain't going to Chuck race. They on the phone. They bitch ass here.
Once you get you $1,000 gas money and come on down to Tate race.
Why would I want to do that? Shit, I barely wanted to drive the 41, motherfucker. I'm a homegrown, man.
I'm a homegrown, man. I'm going to give you $1,000 and a break.
Hey, man, I'm a homegrown motherfucker. Hell, you could have done that up here at this race here, the way that track was working. You motherfuckers killed me about going out of town at somebody else's race. And that track was on kill last Saturday, but you still dumb motherfuckers want to go out of town. Man, y'all crazy as hell, man.
What is your car about, man? Have y'all fit that jet bubble car yet? Yes, sir. What in that? You prefer to go way out of town for shit other than get some money at home?
I race you next Sunday
with Jaguar car.
Oh, it's a goddamn shame, boy, that you the whole operation of these motherfuckers. And Jetball had the nerve to get in my motherfucking face. And that if a daddy gone, they can't play. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up, man.
What you mean? If the motherfucker
hey, what
you
gonna do with these motherfuckers?
If the fucking whole team gone, nigga, me,
man,
I'm
man.
Gone.
They used to drive them junk. He used to drive that junk. Did he not used to drive that junk? Did Jet Bubble used to drive that junk?
He don't even want to race you. The only reason he races you is because I race you. He don't even want to talk to you about racing. I know he don't.
Hell, that devil, because we need you in drag racing. We need you. Because without you, the few races that's going on, it wouldn't happen. Shit. Look at it. Hell, you had to get in the faggot car to make... Just to make that race happen. Hell, he fired the fat teddy bear. He fired the fat teddy bear. The fat teddy bear was Zay over there all frowned up and shit. You and the faggot jumping up and down. You wasn't jumping up and down, but the faggot was jumping up and down singing Kumbaya. I got fun
now. Hey, real quick, Terry. Who was that laughing
that?
In the background? Who was that just laughing in the background and thought that was so funny? I just want to know.
It's the truth.
No.
Hell,
I just want to know.
Hold it. You had said Vic wasn't trying to lock you in, too. Did you not say Vic was not trying to lock you in? Wait, hold it. I'm asking you a question first.
Vic was not trying to lock me in.
You goddamn lie was right there at the trailer, man.
You sure?
Yes, I was. that once your lovely mother was over there.
So you can look like a dumbass right now if that man was trying to lock me up on Saturday.
Yeah. Was you not trying to lock that faggot in that after you made a hit, man?
No, my car was messing up all day.
I ain't gonna lie, that's a real nigga,
and he won't get my head. That's a real nigga right there.
Okay.
That's why I fuck with him. He don't give a fuck. He told you where it's real. That's all.
Hey. Okay, well, I thought different, but I tell you what, you faggot motherfucker. I was trying to lock you in.
You asked a real motherfucker.
I was trying to lock you
in.
Yeah, hold it. Was I not trying to lock your faggot ass in?
Scotty got something to do on Sunday. Your bitch ass.
How do I know that? You a goddamn nut. Scotty ass and Jay told me that they would run from me head up Sunday. Man, Scotty, you a damn nut. Scotty ass told me. Scotty and Zay talking about that. That was a one ticket to the show, motherfucker. Man, you
team with two other niggas, we'll knock your fucking head off any time.
Ah, there he go. He talking about he wanted to merge in until I brought his bitch ass out the bushes and shit. I forgot what I wanted to say. I was on hold for so long. I'm just gonna go off, man. Hey, man. Hey, I will step in and beat your faggot ass Sunday, motherfucker.
Man, you ain't going to step in and do shit. Hey, Terrio.
Okay, hold it.
Hey, Terrio.
Yes.
I'm quiet.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
No, you talk.
I will step in and beat your ass Sunday, motherfucker. That is it. That's all. I will beat your ass Sunday.
Listen, Terrio.
It ain't nothing else.
I'm waiting for you to say something, Terrio.
I said I would beat your ass. What else is there to say?
Wait a minute.
Give you something, give you these balls in your mouth, motherfucker.
Okay. All right.
Okay, then.
I sound like the same motherfucker you said you was going to run me head up, motherfucker.
The pump
pump stopped. I got a street cop, and I'm going to leave it right there, Terrio.
You
know what we talked about.
There you go.
You ain't willing to do what I'm saying, Terrio.
There you go.
Stop fucking talking
there
to me.
There you go.
How
did you
right now,
look at him? I don't want to be heard. I want to beat your ass. I want to beat your ass.
Just
I don't want to be heard.
This nigga in the background laughing, bro. Fuckers are scared. They talk that man, shit, man.
Man,
they're scared.
You so worried about the background, man. Fuck the background.
I ain't worried about nothing.
Shit. Yeah, faggot motherfucker will beat your faggot ass.
You was at that motherfucking truck for 3 goddamn hours doing shit with your thumb up your bitch ass, nigga. You wasn't doing shit.
Why come?
You was standing there telling your bitch
I was waiting. You a motherfucking lie. Ain't no motherfucker coming to me but Scotty with Scotty and Jay because I was waiting on your pro side driver, motherfucker. I was waiting on your pro side driver, motherfucker. Okay, ask him, motherfucker.
Talking like you really trying to do something, bitch.
I will fuck you up.
Three cars take the one.
I will fuck you up,
bitch ass nigga. Well, you got a chance to fuck me up, boy. I'm gonna take the one and whoop
you,
your bitch ass with my street car.
You
nigga.
Said that you was gonna run me head up.
Don't talk about what the fuck I said in a playing manner, bitch. I'm serious now. I'm gonna take the one and whoop my street car from your bitch ass nigga. You ain't shit, nigga.
Show me you gonna run me head up. Show me that.
Man, Terrio, run
you got a small line?
Mouth,
I got a
man.
Small line.
Bitch ass.
Ooh, you know I like
shit,
that kind
man.
Of talk.
Man,
you know I love that kind of talk.
Man.
I eat
man,
the fuck out of her ass if
you
put it in my
mouth.
I wish you would. Hey, my fucker, I would tear it up.
I told her the other day, I said, you need a nigga in your life. I'm tired of you treating me like I'm your man. I'm tired of paying this shit around here. You need a nigga in your life. So, Terrio, if you would do me a favor,
well, send
I'm going to give
you
a motherfucking address, and you go be the nigga in her life. She ain't going to break out no windows at Pumpkin's Place. I promise you, baby.
Okay, then.
Shit.
That's bullshit. The way I'm going to lick it, she going to do more than break a motherfucker because
I'm
going to lick it,
hey,
lick it, and quit it.
Terrio, make sure when you lick it good, you make that left leg straight, man. That's all I need you to do.
That's what. Give him my number. That's all you gotta do.
Hey,
give him my number.
Chopping, nigga. Okay. I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Terrio, you talk.
Okay.
You came on the phone.
Okay.
You know, motherfucking Vaughn and the whole team is down there for Chase Race.
The whole
you
team. Now you did good street the street lights to the curb, and now you roughhouse racing now. Now you roughhouse racing now, man. You had to wait. Well, you said the whole team.
Well, like I said, everybody
he said my whole team, nigga. He said my whole team.
Right.
The money, everything down there. Your bitch ass want to call a nigga out, and you know they motherfucking 800 miles away. Then your bitch ass want to call out Zay. You know Scotty ass got somewhere to be because you already been on the phone with them.
What?
You know he got somewhere to be.
I told him to lock in for next Sunday then. I told him to lock in for next Sunday then, motherfucker. I told him to lock in for next Sunday. Okay, my ass.
Call out Chuck. Chuck is inebriated. That motherfucker drunk don't even know what the fuck's going on at that moment. Now you want to talk, man? Hey, 224. Happen ass niggas get on this motherfucking phone, man. Stop.
Lock me in there. Lock me in there. I'm doing
stop,
so much capping, you trick faggot motherfucker.
Hey, man, y'all got to stop all this shit, man. Motherfuckers hate hearing this happening ass shit. If you going to raise this rate, if you're not, man, sit the fuck back. Go on the bleachers and sit
lock
down,
me
man.
In there.
Have a fucking pet.
Lock me
stuff,
in there.
Get the fuck
lock
down.
Lock me in there, motherfucker. Lock me
you
in and pay me off like a bar sweet ass did.
Man, lock in for next Sunday, bitch. I'm going to take the one-on-one from you with my street card, nigga.
You told me you was going to run me head up. What happened? What happened to the head-up right, run?
I'm
you
done.
Got pro-style driving
back
on okay, then, get your faggot ass out. Take your faggot ass back on mute, faggot motherfucker. Y'all may continue.
Hey, 224-8255, your mic is open.
Only reason Terrio got some punk out money because Lil Mo was there. Sit your bitch ass down, nigga.
Uh-oh.
Got your phone put back on. Vaughn finally gave you some money to put your phone back on, you trick motherfucker.
Hey, Terrio, how the fuck your race car look better than your woman, bitch?
That's okay. I don't mind that.
You should have been hitting her in her face, busting her wonder about.
Oh, I'm so glad you like my race car, motherfucker.
I love your race car, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling you that hurry motherfucker made me. It didn't make you. Your car ain't make you,
hey,
motherfucker. It made me.
Hey, motherfucker. I made you blow that motherfucker up, drag once you whoop that motherfucker. Hurry up and get it back together.
Hey, the way you was smoking, you finna blow up, motherfucker. You need to be surging on your own.
Well, I made you blow your shit up. Hurry up and get it back together, motherfucker, so you can get back in the motherfucking limelight and let's play some more. Motherfucker.
Hey, you know I'm going to play with you. I love you, boy. I love
hey,
you.
Hurry
boy.
Up and get it blowed up. I'm so glad that Vaughn gave you some money. I'm so glad Vaughn gave you some money to put your phone on, motherfucker, because I've been calling you. Your phone was off, you trick motherfucker. Stop spending your money
you
and all that in that regular great stock.
You should have gave me the money, motherfucker. You ain't got to wait on Vaughn to give me some. You give me some, motherfucker.
I was trying to. But the Vaughn that gave me the punk out money and that took your phone money.
No, you should have walked dead over there to me and said, Yak, I know you need a little something. Here you go. Turn your phone on and buy your woman.
That's all you
stuff.
Had to do with
yes,
that.
You should have did.
That's all you had to do with that. Hey, man, I wasn't that bubble.
I didn't want to ask you nothing while you was in your glory. You ain't never won, motherfucker. I didn't want to fuck with you. You in your glory.
Okay.
Hey,
man,
I'm
where that bubble at, man?
Glory from? Jack Bubble
hey, man,
busting the
bubble.
You ain't got a little fuss. I told you next Thursday, motherfucker, we racing for 3, 4, 5, whatever
no.
we come up with.
No, next Sunday. Next Sunday,
next
sir.
Sunday. Oh, yeah, next Sunday.
Okay.
Next Sunday.
Thank you, sir. Not Thursday, next Sunday.
Man, can you come up with a bankroll, man?
Okay.
Please, man.
Hey, Vaughn, I see where the money is. When she got out that truck,
tell you what I do.
Money
Hey, man, I tell you what I do. I lock you in a 1-on-5 for next Sunday right now to bring your trick ass up off the trailer with Jack Bubba. 4 o'clock.
No, we ain't coming off the trailer.
All right, well, shut your faggot ass up, too, man. Talking about you ain't coming. Boy, you got these motherfucking cars that y'all got to spend all goddamn day. And I gotta wait to give you the 7:30 to try to get that junk going.
You saw what happened to your motherfucking ass when you tried to come off the trailer leaking like a motherfucker. So shut the fuck up.
Well, that's good. Get paid. Hey, get paid from that there, motherfucker. Get paid.
Leaking like a Puerto Rican. They don't want to talk shit.
Okay, well, get paid.
Fuck all that off the trailer shit. You just talking. You just talking. Fuck all that off the trailer.
Why not? You saw how I was coming off the trailer.
I don't want to tell you nothing about your, okay, run me, your bottle pressure got to be on 700 then.
Yours and on that too. Okay then. And yours going to be on 700 too.
Okay, so that's your 2 steps to my 1. So now I got 1 more step. Your tire pressure got to be on 22 pounds.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying you're going to keep coming
Jet
up with
bubble.
Steps. I want 2.
Jet
you
bubble.
Got 2 steps. I got
Jet
2
bubble.
Steps. I got 2 steps. You want to keep coming up with steps, right? I got 2
Amen.
Steps. You
Amen.
Get two. Pick
Amen.
Two. One
Amen.
Of yours is off the trailer,
no,
right?
Amen. It
I
ain't
did.
No Jet Bubble no more.
Did.
It's Jet Bubble, man. Hey, man,
it was
no Jet
way.
Bubble, man. I like that guy.
Hey, it ain't Terry O no more. It's Terry Slow. Terriana.
Okay.
How
okay.
you doing, mama?
Where's Jet
baby
Bubble
mama?
At, man? That, where's Jet Bubble at, man?
He don't want to talk
to you unless you want to lock in 1-on-5 at motherfucking at what time the track close? The track close at 8. At we'll run your ass at 6 o'clock.
Off the trailer, sure. I'd like to get in 1-on-5.
Man, fuck off the trailer.
Oh,
fuck
okay.
off the trailer, Terry. Let's race, man. We already started talking about it. We die hard. Let's race 1-on-5. Me and you on the line.
I'm trying to. That's
off
the trailer.
Let's put a thousand on the side and see who leads first. Man, let's get nasty, man.
I ain't gonna
get
go
nasty.
Through
let's
all that
X-rated.
Lead first shit,
let's
man.
Get
X-rated.
Let's get X-rated.
Man,
and let's
fuck
bet
him.
And let's bet a thousand. And then let's bet a thousand on the gap, too. Let's get X-rated. Come on.
Yeah, there you go talking.
That's
you
better,
was just talking nowhere
no,
near
let's lock it in right now.
I lock in the 1-on-5, 6 o'clock next Sunday off the trailer. With Jet Bubble.
Go ahead. We talked about you ran out of minutes like Boo talked to a real nigga. Let somebody else talk, man. Let somebody else talk.
Okay.
You trying to race.
1-on-5 next Sunday with Little Mo off the trailer at 5 o'clock. I don't want to know motherfuckers.
Hey, hold on.
Bring them off the trailer.
You just said Little Mo was fucking pop, bitch. So get the fuck
man,
out of here.
Man, but you got money. But did you get money? Hold it. Would grandson not pop, motherfucker, and you get ready to take it out of town now?
Man, yeah.
Would grandson not pop?
No,
all
grandson
right,
won't
so
pop.
What the fuck you talking grandson about? You a goddamn liar that you told me. Okay.
Terrio,
okay,
don't worry about it, Terrio. We be able to run you with Little Mo. Little Mo know you a homie, so he ain't scared of you.
When?
Man, we gonna run that nigga.
When?
We gonna run his ass off the trailer. I promise you, we gonna run his ass
when?
Off the trailer.
I keep
when?
Telling this punk ass nigga.
Tell you,
I keep telling this punk ass nigga. I want to race him for his rims and his steering wheel. I want to see you put that bitch back on your trailer off the belly.
When are you gonna run me with Little Mo off the trailer?
He about to drive.
When you gonna run me with Little Mo?
Next Sunday, not this Sunday. Next Sunday, after we race you with Jack Barkow, we gonna run you with Lil Mo off the trailer. And when I come back, I'm gonna be at the ticket booth getting my ticket, and you gonna just be passing the finish line. Watch what I tell you.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. Okay, let somebody else talk now, man. You had your glory. That you were the faggot that had your glory. That you drove the faggot car to a victory.
Don't worry.
Hey, man, don't be trying to piss Little Mo on us, motherfucker.
You ain't want to race this motherfucker yet, nigga. Come your ass to death row and see if you get a W, motherfucker. You weak motherfucker.
I was trying to get one last Saturday, and your punk ass paid the punk out, motherfucker. So it's all good.
I gave you
an hour and a half more to get that motherfucker ready. I wanted to beat your ass so goddamn bad, motherfucker. I gave you an hour and a half more.
The whole fucking track, the whole fucking racing community think that car was broke, so it don't make no difference. You act like I was ducking.
If you seen the car was broke, then motherfucker, why you ain't paid the punk out of the car then?
Man,
I gave you 730 with that jump.
That's what happened. You gave me a extension and let me pay you half, and I still tried to run you. I want to run you. I'm gonna beat your ass.
I didn't give you no attention. I had no choice. It was either all or nothing. Shit. I ain't a damn fool. Shit. Hell. That's all. Hurry up and get Jack Bubble together, man. That's all. It ain't no Jack Ball. That's Jack Bubble. I just bust the bubble on that motherfucker. The secret's out. The gear's out. Come on, Jack Ball. We cold. We caught. The police got me. Jet Ball, come out. Come out. We both going.
Yeah.
I just bust this bubble.
You going with us.
Okay. Going on, let somebody else talk. Hey, y'all found Chuck. He might race me Sunday. I'm trying to race with Brian and Lenny. I want to race Sunday too, man.
Won't you raise Brian and them head up there?
Lenny and them doing that.
Won't you too?
I will be running Jet Bubble, but you out of town, so you worry about what you focus on the tape race.
Man, I'm straight, man. I can multitask, man. You ain't shit. I can deal with four of you at one time.
Well, I know you got enough. Why don't you go to tape race for the weekend and then fly back to Chicago for Sunday and get in Jet Bubble car, and me and you can have some sex. You could do it. I don't want to press for time.
I'm just going to see you next weekend so the people can have something to look at.
Hey, man, the airfare ticket, they made me pay for it. They made me pay for the flight ticket. To make me pay. That's all. You pro style Von.
Hey,
Von can do anything. You like Mikey. Hey, Mikey like it. Mikey eat anything. Then you pro style Von.
Man. Hey, listen. You going to do it. Don't worry about it. You already paid for my trip to go to Bobby Cole. I told you was going to pay for that.
I beat y'all last little Mo Lenny car the week before. You blowed that junk up. So you had to take that money to fix that bubble car in little Mo car now. And you had to pay me. Hey, who was the last motherfucker that paid who?
What you talking about? I was locked in with Street King 2 weeks later. Nigga, fuck you talking about? Street King paid the punch, you dumb motherfucker.
Hey, man.
Ask Street King who paid the punk
out. You paid me last, motherfucker. I'm the one that got
paid
last.
Yep.
All right, then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You and your dad got paid last, but trust me, that was just 1% back of what I took from both of you motherfuckers.
Regardless of that, hey, man, listen to this record here. What have you done for me lately? Hey, motherfucker, you got it done, baby. What have you done for me lately? What have you done for me lately, motherfucker? What have you done for me lately, motherfucker? You paid me last. So that worked out.
Yep. You're right.
I appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Terrio.
Hey, boys, downhill for y'all now. Rough House Racing is going downhill, baby. is that he's
left
down. Down here. Yep.
Yeah, ref.
Fucking whoop me.
Terrio. Yeah. You ain't doing shit.
Well, I know one damn thing, that y'all paid me last, motherfucker.
You only got paid, motherfucker, because Livermore wasn't there, motherfucker. Livermore was there. You wouldn't either got paid.
Well,
you and that girl would have been. You would have picked your old lady eyelashes off, motherfucker, and Livermore was there.
If was the fifth, we'd be drunk, motherfucker. Get Lil Mo there, you faggot motherfucker.
He gonna be there.
Get him there.
He gonna be there.
Yeah,
keep
okay.
The same motherfucking heart you got now, you old punk ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Hurry
keep
up and get it fit.
Keep the same heart you got now.
Hurry up and get it fit.
Fuck.
Hurry up and get that jump fit.
Yeah, call it what you wanna call it, but it love the color yellow.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell.
Fuck you up, boy.
Okay.
You
let somebody else talk, man. Yeah, well, I'm so sweet that y'all paid me last, motherfucker, with Jet Bubble.
Hey, the sun shine on a dog ass every now and then, and fart on a skunk. So what's the deal?
Well, we know it ain't shining on y'all ass now. It got Jet Bubble down and Lil Mo down, motherfucker. So hurry up and water the grass, motherfucker, to move the clouds and let the sun start back shining, motherfucker. Because it's cloudy up over there right now, motherfucker.
Don't worry about it, nigga. We going to bring some sun back to the track.
Okay, well, I'm waiting.
You motherfuckers, just all you motherfuckers on here, listen, just don't duck Lil Mo when he come out, motherfucker. Get your ass up there. Get your motherfucking ass up there. Grab a lane.
Hey, man, why are you talking about some shit that's in the hospital now, man? Fuck the car, man. Get that jump ready to race again, man. God damn. Motherfucker, you going on history, man. Man, we don't need a history lesson about that shit, man. Hell, what have y'all done lately? What the fuck have y'all done lately? Nothing.
We're going to fuck you up. That's what we're going to do later.
Yeah. Hurry up and get it fixed. Hurry up and get the motor fixed, motherfuckers. Then blow that motherfucker up trying to. You turned it up so high to run me and shit. You won the battle but lost the war, you dumb motherfuckers.
I ain't lost no war, baby. Never lost no war. Not
okay.
To your sweet ass.
Oh, no, not to me. I didn't fuck that motherfucker up and cut it up and turn it up for so much, motherfucker.
And we turned it up. You need to turn your shit up.
Why?
Y'all done blowed it up.
Jet phone been off the whole week. And then you felt sorry to put his phone on. Your ass felt sorry and gave him money to get his phone off. That motherfucking phone been off the whole week. Fucking with a little Mo.
Fucking with Lil Mo.
Y'all done blowed that junk up. Yes?
Hey, Terrio. Who gives a fuck about blowing up? They ain't start selling pistons, nigga.
Nah.
And we ain't got to wait.
Well, hurry up and get it together.
Hey, yo, hurry up and get it together right now. They gonna tell you can't get no pistons for a year, motherfucker. I get some pistons tomorrow, nigga.
I ain't gonna turn it up that high. I ain't gonna turn it up that high to beat y'all ass.
Your weak ass shit'll blow up on the motor, nigga.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, to get somebody else to fight, man. Damn, y'all hurt now, man. Y'all can't fight. Unless you're gonna go in the ring with that motherfucker.
We locked in for 9 o'clock tomorrow night, motherfucker. How the fuck we hurt, nigga? Fuck you talking about?
Yeah, I know that. Hey, hurry up.
What you talking about?
Grandmama. hurry up and grandmama, and
that's
I'm going to take the break
thing.
From
that's
grandma. I'm going to take the break
thing.
From grandma off
thing.
The trailer at
that's
41. Get your pro stock driving hands in there. Hurry up with grandmama. It ain't grandson, it's grandmama. Hurry up with that bitch. Hurry
it's
up back.
It's whatever you want to call it. No,
okay,
just
hurry up back.
Just get on the side of that motherfucker.
Give up the cutout. That's all? To give up the cutout.
You got the cutout. You got the cutout. I said 105, you got the cutout. You got it. 131, 105, you got the cutout.
I know, that's 41, motherfucker. I told you, I barely wanted to drive the 41. You want to go to all these other tracks. We got a home track.
Man,
that track
man,
working good.
131, the same distance as 41, nigga.
Man, the home team want to go to 41, man. You motherfuckers kill me.
The whole team claim they don't even like 41. What you talking about?
If it was you, you talking about the all these tracks.
Every week, y'all got a different track.
Saturday showed y'all was on the girl's dick.
Now y'all don't even race at the fucking girl. Y'all want to go to 41 with y'all scary ass.
But you said that 41 was working great Saturday, right?
Hey, carry on. I went at all these tracks around us. I don't give a fuck if we go on Dodie, you sweet motherfucker. I don't care.
Then.
I win everywhere
around here. Okay, then. Well, get at 41 with grandmama, and I'm going to take the cutout from it. Off the trailer, man. 105. You can lock it in for next
time. I don't have to race you. Hold it. That's the luxury of having multiple cars. I race you with Lil Mo at fucking 41,
sir.
Nigga. What is you talking about?
Next Sunday, 105, grandmama, off the trailer, 4 o'clock, man. 105. I got to cut out. Show me how bad you is, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, man.
King Ariel.
Okay, man. Hey, man, let somebody else talk on the show, man. Y'all ain't talking about shit, man.
You the one in charge. You the one in charge.
Y'all ain't motherfuckers 4 months of fame.
Hey,
Vaughn. You didn't have your 3 months of fame, man. We going into the second half of the season now. The second half
man,
of the
said,
season is starting
now. You said that every season, though. Shit, this going on a lot of seasons that I have my way, motherfucker.
Hey, wow. You didn't have your way last Saturday, motherfucker.
Nah.
I was one motherfucker you hated to pay, motherfucker. How? Man, you hated to pay me. You hated to pay me with Jet Bubble Cobb, eh? You hated to pay that with Jet Bubble Cobb, eh? You hated that,
yeah,
man. All people that you had to pay was me, man. Out of all the people in the world, I'm the last motherfucker you wanted to pay.
Nah, you ain't the last.
Thank
Let's
you,
be the last.
773-3810, your mic is
open. What's going on, y'all? This 3-Love, man. Y'all ain't talking about shit. Hey, breaking news. I want that motherfucker who's talking about they gonna take that. Hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 minute, y'all. I need something like five minutes. I'm looking for that motherfucker saying he going to take, what's that damn nigga name? What's that nigga name, Terry? The nigga say he going to take Margaret's car. Hold on, the nigga say he going to take Margaret's car. And we're blue painting. Hold on, bro. Shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm talking.
You know how much storm's talking? We got about four of them.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, you are.
Huh? Can I have a phone for 1 minute, man? I'm looking at that motherfucker by the monitor on the radio show. They're going to take Margaret's car and whip this hanging. Why don't we take that motherfucking bull and whip the motherfucking bully?
What bull? You talking about Pretty Freddy bull?
Yeah, they're going to take that different Margaret's car. They're going to take my car and whip this hanging. Take Freddy's car and whip this motherfucking bully. He drive on pizza on that motherfucker. Drive me that bitch. Whip me that motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Where Brian at? Calling on Brian. 3-Love looking for Brian.
Where we normally get gas at.
In Indiana?
Yeah, that shit went up.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
The motherfucker
said, motherfucker, I'm with you. Not a money, dog. Tell me he gonna take a nigga, London car, whoop my wife, dog. What do you think that
bull whooped the motherfucking
bullet
with it?
Damn. We looking for Brian. We gotta find Mr. B,
Vaughn. Ron, and where Mr. B at? Man, they gotta get him on. They gotta get him on, man. They know where he at.
They probably hey, that bitch is dry. Hey, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, I ain't gonna let Peter drive. I ain't gonna let Peter. I'm gonna make Butcher drive with his motherfucking ass.
You lying. You lying.
I swear, I'm gonna make Butcher drive with his motherfucking ass.
Man,
man
say it ain't so.
Say
it ain't so.
Say what?
We need this for the, we need this for the culture. Get this to be on. All these telephones on here.
Sit here, motherfucker.
I gotta get a lick going, Bird. I don't wanna fuck up all the money I got saved. I gotta get some
shit. This brother Mike. Brother Mike.
Did you call me?
Are you there?
Man,
where y'all at on here, man?
Ain't nobody in the way. Where y'all at, man? Y'all let C-Love come in and shut the show down.
Yeah.
That goddamn bully must be tough. Is my phone on mute? Can y'all hear me?
No. Yeah, we can hear you.
Anybody in there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Oh, I'm trying to say, C-Love to fuck the show up.
I'm gonna draw me, motherfucker. They gonna draw people, motherfucker. Say, what are you talking to me for, motherfucker? We're in the same motherfucking clan.
Man, y'all done let Three Love come on here and change the whole program.
Man, because they, everybody on this phone, ain't nobody got Mr. B in. Where the host at?
Hey, Mr. B called my phone. He can get in. But I just want to make it publicly known that I'm open for work for next Sunday.
What Jeremiah?
Hey, what Scotty has said? It's kind of drawn up here, you. It's kind of drawn me on. We're knocking ass out of
the Man, whoever these people is on the road, man, they need to wait till they can get to a better person, man. They fall down for them, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm right here, though. I'm open for work for next Sunday.
Ooh,
I'm open for
work.
Man? So, I know I heard Vic on here. I know he's chasing the number right now. So when you find your number, let me know what's up. You know what I'm saying? And we can get it on. What's the other car? The Malibu. On off the west side. What's up, bro? Canelo. Canelo want to play next Sunday. We can work that out.
285. Who that is? Yes, sir.
What's happening?
Man, how you feel?
Y'all got way too much
Y'all got way too much motherfucking noise on this damn phone, man, to even try to get somebody on the phone. Y'all got to carry these motherfuckers on music and talking. Hey, where Jeremiah?
What the crazy? The, yeah.
Where Scotty at?
I don't know. I don't know where Scotty at.
Y'all need to get him on here. I beat his ass.
Scotty ain't available for this Sunday. I can tell you that right now. Scotty not available for this Sunday. He may be for next Sunday, but he's not available for this Sunday. So, you know, we can get that put together for next week, I'm pretty sure.
No, we'll wait till next weekend. Ain't nothing else to talk about. I ain't going nowhere. I thought maybe he ready to go.
I'm pretty sure he'll cream roll you next week.
He'll do what?
Yeah.
You know they ain't gonna do nothing, shaky. Don't do that.
I know. I just don't know what that word was. He said. A word. I don't understand that word.
Yeah.
He a racist.
Yeah. Cream. He can't say that.
Yeah, I think he can't
say that.
This is a family show.
He can't say that, Bob. I beat the hell out of him.
I said it ain't like you trying to pick on no dud shit. That should be possible.
They need to make it happen. I ain't expecting nobody to be no dud, but I don't give no fuck about him either. I don't care nothing about him.
Oh. Yeah. Well, he's probably asleep right now because he got to run his first load at 2:00 in the morning. So what I'll do is I'll make sure first thing in the morning I get him on the phone and I get you on the phone. And I'm pretty sure we can get that locked in for next Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can get that locked in for next Sunday.
You know, when you say something like that, Jeremiah, you gotta keep your word, cause that get a man excited. He go to sleep dreaming about.
Man, we can't hear nothing.
That
work Mom, we can't hear nothing.
Girl, I'm not
saying. Mom, we can't hear nothing you saying, bro.
You can't hear me.
Man,
come on, man.
We can't hear nothing y'all saying.
Who else out there left, ready to go? Can you hear me back? Man, I can't see on this. There's too much goddamn noise on this phone, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Motherfucker,
you
talking got a lot of goddamn noise on this
phone.
Yeah, because
y'all can hear me.
Damn.
The reception is
horrible. I can hear you
fly,
but somebody.
Y'all need to fix it.
It's fucked up.
The phone fucked up. The phone messed up bad.
Everybody sounds
so. Is that not the person that's running the board that's possibly in the bad area? What is that? Because everybody's phones just can't be this bad.
Man, why do I hear everything everybody's saying? Why is it bad?
I hear them too, Von. Some of the noise is cut down. I hear.
No, Leon, you talked up.
Some of
right
it
now.
Is static. Some of it is static and in somebody's voice.
I don't hear no static. I hear everybody clear today. Everything y'all saying, I don't hear no static.
I don't need it, Bob. I hear you good. You can cut down some of the noise. Appreciate it. You understand, huh?
So that's probably got to be some of the people on the same line or something.
Right. Somebody else on somebody else's line.
Everything out here is
good.
Who else
ties here?
Hey, Leon and Vaughn.
Yeah.
Hey, Vaughn.
Yeah.
I just called back in on another line. It's crystal clear now. But I was on my own line over there by myself, and it was just fucking up. So I don't know what
yeah,
it was. Y'all crystal clear now.
Yep. I heard everything y'all saying. I hear that little noise like somebody moving, but.
I just hung my other line up. It was still staticking over there. So I don't
know. That was me making noise. I'm over here working.
No. We're not talking about that noise. Jeremiah, click over and call back into the show and see if it clear up for you. Damn, what did everybody do? Went on mute?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm still on this shit.
Man, I'm tired of the motherfucker. Tore up my goddamn pickup today.
Yeah.
I'm tired, but I'm at home.
Yeah. 773-7669.
Hey, yeah.
You mean 7469?
Yeah.
Hey, money.
What's going on, fellas? What's going
money.
On?
I didn't hit nobody. Somebody dropped something off their shit in the middle of the interstate. I was sandwiched between two trucks at 70 miles an hour. So what could I do?
Yeah.
No, your shit. Make sure that shit didn't fly up in your windshield. You can replace that bumper.
Replace
right. Block. Shit.
Yeah, I went on it, dear. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm finna find me a bumper and shit now.
Okay. Yeah.
Other than that, I had a good time at
the
race.
It is clear now, Shaky. It's clear now,
oh,
but in the
okay.
beginning, it sounded like somebody was talking with their window with the window down and the wind blowing. It's clear now.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother, buddy. What'd you say, Leon?
I had a good time at the race to see it. That was all right. Good to see everybody.
Yeah.
That one thing, good to see everybody. Everybody was having a good time. Everybody had all the
food and dessert. I need to get Flop autographs. I didn't see if I look all kinds of crack for Flop ass. No way.
Man, I didn't. I was there to the bitter end. I was the last person to leave the track, just like I do around here.
My God, I can't believe it. Nigga lied talking about you 6 feet two. I was looking for a tall ass nigga. They say Flop short. I still say you, man. You got to give me your autograph. Man.
Man, why y'all get quiet?
Yaxter, what's up, baby?
What's up? What's happening, Reverend?
Yeah, I'm finna pass the collection. Yeah, that's why they quiet.
Hey, man,
yeah, that damn Yaxter was like the check man riding around on that scooter. Looked like he should have been delivering newspapers and shit. I'm like, Yax, what the hell is you doing?
Man, you know what
Yak
I was doing.
Yak on that motherfucking scooter.
Hey,
Jack, on that scooter,
all you
needed was a baseball hat
turned
to the back.
I was all right on that scooter till I started drinking. Uh-oh. You should have came over there and sat at my trailer. You'd have been drinking some pop and stuff and water. Oh,
Leon,
who was that, Leon?
Stop it.
That goddamn
Leon,
you can't tell Leon shit. Leon, make it right. Get a little more car in the break, man. We're going to try. Never.
I broke the transmission this morning when I was at work. It fell off the table.
Yeah, that's not one of them junk-ass cars you pulled in the yard taking the
transmission. No, that was out of 2018. That time this put the tip over. I couldn't grab it. So I went on down and busted wide open. I went on up and deleted it. That's the closest break I'm going to get.
Hey, yeah. Jack, you know ain't nobody never gave me a spot yet. So, you know,
I know. You look
no
too
spot.
Damn good, Leon.
I'm tired.
I ain't gonna lie. That car look good, man.
That one damn shit.
Hey, Leon. I'll give you a spot.
Jeremiah, you the one got all that noise. As soon as you come off me, there you go.
That ain't me. What you mean? I ain't been on mute. I've been off mute the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Jeremiah, yeah. I got my belt back now, nigga.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
It's back home.
You were supposed to. Huh?
Oh, Jeremiah was holding the bell hostage. Yeah.
Man, yeah, it's back home, you know.
I told what's called bring it back.
Hey, yeah. is the principal out there racing? Hello?
Principal look good too. Principal look real good.
Get him on.
You know what? I don't have the principal's number to get him on. But y'all, you sound a little hot in the balls right now, baby. Sound like you trying to go.
No, I think it's about time, too.
Well, you sound hot at, Mo. I'm going to need you not to use that reference, Jeremiah. Don't do that. Yeah, Leon a little hot in the balls. Sound like he's trying to go.
Let's try to do a little bit of Jeremiah.
Yeah. I got a question for you. When I was at the track, you told Vic he had the back tie with Joe Tagger. Vic got a nice motor car over there. What kind of spot can you give him?
What you mean? What motor car? I don't know about no motor car.
He got a Trans Am over there, a motor car. I think
okay.
I can persuade him into taking a small spot from your car and letting you blow at him.
Okay. That's the same car he ran on motor the other day?
That he ran at the race, yeah.
Well, okay, I'm asking, did he run it on motor that day?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want none of that.
It's a motor car. What you mean?
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, he came with the wrong ass.
That was the wrong ass.
Hey,
he was supposed to say, yeah, you fucked up, money.
No, I didn't. Jeremiah, no, he didn't want no parts of no motor car anyway.
Hey, I don't know where these non-racing ass niggas think they gonna be shopping in the trick me. Fuck out of here. I didn't learn from the best, nigga.
We ain't trying to trick you. I just figured you gave a big block nitrous car the back tire. You can give a motor car, a small block motor car, a little spot. I'm just doing the math.
I think if you get on motor, I can give you a spot.
Hey, Jeremiah, listen to me and listen to me well. When that motherfucker all four tires hit the dirt, I'm going to take a little spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You ain't said nothing. I'm going to give you a chance to get your lockup money back. I got your money. Mm-hmm. You ain't got my money.
I got your money
last time I checked. You cashed me out.
Okay.
I didn't cash
okay.
you
money.
Out.
$100, man. That's cool. You're right. I cashed you out, money.
You locked in $250. Don't make it
okay,
sound
money.
Small. That's
my,
what
my
you
bad,
told
money.
Me to lock
well,
in.
Well, money. $250 is small money. I just spent that on lunch the other day.
You know what,
well,
right?
Pretty little
right.
Well, guess what, Jeremiah. You a bad motherfucker.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna raise like that. I ain't trying to pay the mortgage because I ain't got one.
Yeah, hey Jeremiah.
I'm
just asking a question, bro. You willing to give a motor car?
Who is this talking right now?
Sean. This is Sean.
Hey, Sean, I never said I was giving a motor
What's
car
going on?
Anything. I mean, that's just a conversation
okay.
that was just asked me. But what's your
I got you.
Sean?
I got you. I stand down.
You said that for a reason, though.
That little gray Mustang. My little gray Mustang.
Your little gray Mustang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of
same one I ran band with.
Right. What kind of spot are you looking for?
What you willing to give up?
I'm just asking, Sean.
What you willing to get up? We on horsepower. No, not we
okay.
on horsepower.
You got the back tire, Sean.
Just like you said, back tire
okay.
enough.
Come on, Jeremiah. Be realistic, man. We having a serious conversation.
I'm just saying. I mean, he asked what kind of spot am I willing to give. You've been gone, Sean.
Yeah,
I tell you what. He'll take two in the flag or one in the break.
I'm gonna tell you this. I sat and watched the motherfucker damn it my whole life, man. And I've learned a lot. And I got to give that nigga skin some props, man. Nigga, you've been gone for two fucking years. Why the fuck you think I'm gonna try to get you? Hey Jeremiah.
This ain't a hold the dick Thursday,
hey,
Jeremiah.
Hey,
we're talking serious right now.
Okay,
because
so
you can give him some props today, and then you'll talk shit
let
to him in the morning. We ain't trying to
let,
do that.
Let big dick go. I ain't never known you to hold dick, so I'm just saying, let they dick go.
Hey, Jeremiah. I ain't holding big dick. I'm going to be honest
money,
with you.
Money,
you ain't going to never hear me say,
money,
oh, well, here
he is. I'm going to tell you, if you want
okay,
to be relevant,
Jeremiah,
the
I'm
best way
down.
To be relevant is to bring your car out and get on the motherfucking track.
Hey,
that's
Jeremiah.
The best way to be relevant.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Holding dick ain't going to
hey,
get
Jeremiah.
You nowhere.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Holding dick ain't going
to
get you nowhere.
Let me explain this to you, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, let me explain this to you.
Holding dick
ain't going to
get
you nowhere. I ain't got to try to
nowhere,
be relevant,
man.
Jeremiah.
Man, stop.
Hey, Jeremiah. I ain't trying to
hey,
be money. Relevant.
Ain't nobody heard. Hey, Mike.
Because
ain't
if my car was... Hey, Jeremiah, listen to me. If my car was finished, I'd be on your motherfucking ass.
Hey,
I ain't
money,
trying to
be
relevant.
My ass, I promise
I'm just asking.
Money, you can't... Hey, money, you can't be on shit I'm going to be scared of. I promise you.
Hey, Jeremiah.
You can, hey, you
I
can
ain't
go out.
Hey,
you
Jeremiah.
Can, you can put
hey, Jeremiah.
John Foster in your car.
Guess what? Hey, Jeremiah.
You can have Aunt
hey, Jeremiah. Guess what? Hey, Jeremiah. Guess what?
Money, you ain't
hey,
no motherfucking in the pond.
Hey, Jeremiah. Listen to me.
I'm
hey, Jeremiah,
scared,
listen to me.
No best
hey, Jeremiah, listen
fuck.
To me.
No
hey, Jeremiah.
Cut off leather vest when I ever
listen, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, listen to what
I
you just said.
Said no motherfucker with no goddamn
listen,
on the back
hey,
of his
Jeremiah.
In a motherfucking 90-degree summertime with short because the motherfucker trees off.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Ain't gonna be scared of
hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Listen to what you said. Listen to what you said, and then I'm going to give you an answer. You ready? You said, I'll never build nothing that you'll be scared of.
No.
You know what the key word in that phrase was? Me. I ain't building nothing.
Hey, you can't
I'm just paying for the bill. I'm paying for the bill. I ain't building shit.
With a motherfucker.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, let me explain it to you. I'm not building a motherfucking thing. I'm paying somebody else to build it. I'm doing like you did, Jeremiah. I'm paying somebody else to build it.
I got some backyard fucking books.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jerry. Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, J, you changed. I like it.
Stop that shit, Flop. Don't start, Flop.
Man.
Hey, Flop.
Man.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
That nigga ain't
hey,
lying.
Yo.
Let me ask you a question, Flop. I'm worried about
hey, Flop,
okay.
Let me ask you a question. Did he just say I was holding Vic Dick, and he
yeah,
said
man.
I was holding somebody else's dick? But wasn't he
yeah.
just
yeah.
15 minutes ago, wasn't he just holding Scotty Dick talking about what they're going to do to Terry O? I just got to ask the question. It's cool
hey,
when they
Scotty
do it,
my,
but
hey,
why is it a problem when I do it?
Scotty is my team member, sir. Dick ain't your team member. And motherfucking what's called
hey,
damn
hey,
boy ain't your team
hey,
member. Skin
ain't your
boy.
Team. Ken ain't your team. Ken ain't your team, nigga.
You know,
but you was just holding his dick.
Hey, Flop, listen to this, Flop.
He said, Scotty was his team member, correct?
Trans Am ever been shit, man. You can't name a nigga with a trans man that you associated with that's ever been shit, man.
Jeremiah, I want to say this to you. You said a motherfucker with a trans am ain't never been shit.
Hey, Money.
I will take my brother's Blazer and run through three or four of y'all fucking cars with his brother. You mean you take your brother's Blazer, the same Blazer that we fucked up? Is that the one you're talking about? The one that we ripped already? Yeah. Is that the one you're talking about? Lock in for next Sunday. So we done fucked him up once already.
Hey, Money, and you complain. Let's stop talking. Hey, Money.
You was talking about Bam Kyle. You was talking about Bam Kyle one time. You was on his team. And we fucked him up, too. So what are you talking about?
What the fuck is you talking about?
You ain't still on your team. So let me ask you this question.
He's still on my team.
What I'm saying is this.
What the fuck, nigga? That ain't
never What I'm saying is this, Jeremiah. Hey, I'm asking a question, just like you did.
Hey, did y'all kick him off the Pontiac team for opening his fucking mouth, talking about y'all switching roots? But are y'all still team members? Because y'all still out where them fat ass back. Huh?
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, who are you talking about kicked out?
Who do we kick out for switching roots and shit? What are you talking about?
Hey, Bernard, this is going nowhere. Get the fuck out of here, Jeremiah.
Bernard's still a bandit. What you thought?
Bernard is a has-been, never-been. That's what he is. Just like every motherfucker.
Well, with the exception of Al, damn.
You niggas, my question is this. Get the fuck out of here.
So let me ask you this question, Jeremiah. Hey, Flop, let me ask you this question, Flop. If we are has-been, never-beens, and we done fucked up two people in his motherfucking crew, and then he done put me lock up. What the fuck does that make them?
Congratulations. Hey, Money, you want to
I'm the slowest motherfucker in the world, and your car ass paid lock up. You threw Bam out there and got his ass thrown out the frame, and you threw Flop out there because he got around me and got his ass thrown out the frame. So what is you talking about, Gary?
And you ain't racist shit. You on the sideline, man. Go stand in them bleachers.
Hey, Jeremiah, if you want to be technical, you ain't racist shit either. You ain't doing shit either. 4, 5, 6,
we ain't doing shit. 7, 8, 9, motherfucking Pontiac boys ain't running for a dime. Get your dumb ass out of here. You niggas ain't doing shit, man. But running your mouth, man. I'm tired of talking. Hey, Jeremiah,
we whooped Joe Lewis's ass.
Get your ass and sit down with me, man. If you can't sit down,
we whooped Joe Lewis's ass.
Any motherfucker.
We whooped Joe Lewis's ass. What the fuck is you saying, man?
Chicago I'm worried about with a car that look like mine, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
You heard.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey, Flop,
what the fuck is he saying? I can say the same shit. It ain't a motherfucking Traverse in Chicago that look like mine that I'm scared of. What the fuck is he saying?
He said he'll be at that track. I'm going to lock it for next Sunday, nigga. He said he's ready to lock. You know, lock it. Hey, Flop. You going to be talking about a car down south. Hey, Flop, can I ask you this question? He say he's ready to lock it.
And everybody in America know that I don't have oil pressure.
So why the fuck
what the fuck is he talking about?
Why are you talking then?
You should sit in the
because
back.
Because I can, motherfucker.
You talk all that shit and jump on the motherfucking bandwagon.
And now when I do it, it's a problem. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit. You made one mediocre ass pass with motherfucking Bond driving. You made one mediocre ass pass and you beat on your chest. Hey, Jeremiah, you ain't did shit to impress me, Jeremiah.
Who he talking to?
Man, I don't know who the fuck he's talking to.
He's talking out the side of his neck, is what he doing. That nigga ain't doing shit, ain't being shit, ain't been shit. That motherfucker got five legs, and I acknowledge all that. I ain't doing shit, and I ain't doing shit.
But ask that motherfucker, has he paid me? Do I have his money?
2 years, man.
I ain't doing shit. I ain't doing shit but folding his money up.
2 years, man.
Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, Yeah, I heard what you said.
I said it.
I heard what you said.
Hey, all I want everybody to know is this.
That nigga ain't got a car in a Pontiac club. I'm fucking worried about. Not one. I don't. Hey, Jeremiah, when you worried about a motherfucker, you don't rape. That's why we hope you'd never be worried about us.
Yeah. Yeah. All I want to do is lock it. I don't want to keep talking. Just lock it. My bitch
ready. I know.
Yeah, I know. Right now, that bitch ready.
I know you raised ready. I know.
Who are you talking to?
Bitch.
Yeah. A pussy wet. She ready to be fucked or do some fucking.
Ooh.
Hey, Stokes.
Yeah.
I told you don't put that WD-40 on Jeremiah Lockers, man. Them motherfuckers loose, man. They working.
They spraying that motherfucking dairy shit. They put that BB blast on this motherfucking ass. That motherfucking shit open.
Hey, Flop. I'm going to bet you $50 that when one of them Pontiacs is on the premises, he ain't gonna even be able to find the key for his lock.
Hey, Flop, I'm gone, man.
I promise you, Flop, when one of them Pontiacs is on the premises, he ain't gonna even have the key. I hope he got a combination lock, and I hope he write the motherfucking combination down. Because if there's a Pontiac
right now,
on the premises,
lock
he ain't
in,
gonna lock
and if he don't do it before his race,
hey, Flop. If it's a Pontiac on the premises from my crew with Jeremiah, the only thing he going to have is locked jaw because his ass ain't going to say nothing.
Damn. Ooh, who he talking to?
Hey, listen. Hey, Flop, watch this. Y'all know his race is in August. Let's see if this motherfucker Jeremiah is talking the same thing. You keep playing around, I'm going to get one of your weak motherfuckers a spot come August. You really ain't going to want to see that car come August, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? But
Hey Jeremiah. Can I ask you a question?
No.
I don't wanna holler, Jeremiah. I don't wanna holler. I just wanna ask you one question. Nice and calm.
No. Yeah.
Hypothetically, what kind of spot you willing to give one of them slow ass Pontiacs?
It depends on how my car starts acting. My car, she might start acting real freaky, so I might be able to do something to fly with the back.
Okay, all right. Can you do me a favor,
back.
Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Jeremiah.
That's fine.
When the two cars on the property, I want you to watch a couple pornos and get your car real freaky
and
make that spot
money.
Right.
I'm gonna bet you 50. We don't see shit from the Pontiac boys again 2023. How it was in 2022. Well, I'm
going
to
bet you're going to see us do what? Race somebody?
Damn.
Hold on, Leon. Jeremiah, I like that. Bet that 50. Lock that 50 in, like you said. I like that.
Bet 50 more.
You say you ain't gonna see us Pontiac boys do nothing in 23. I like that. Lock that 50 in. I like that. I like. Hey Jeremiah. Flop just said your locker was loose. Lock that 50. I like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey,
it's locked
money.
On my end, too, Jeremiah.
Hey,
Jeremiah. It's locked on my end, too. You a man of your word. I'm a man of my word. I like that. Okay. I like that. I like that.
Who locked in? Pontiac boys ain't gonna do shit.
Me and Jeremiah just made a little soft ass wager. He say, "Ain't none of my crew gonna do shit this year." He locked a little $50 in. I like that. I told him when both cars is on the premises, we gonna try to get down. He said he gonna be real freaky toward the end of the year. He might give us a spot. I told him I like that too.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's fine, Jerry.
Hold me to it. Hold me to what I say.
Jeremiah, you know we ain't got to do all that. We got a mutual understanding.
Yeah,
we ain't got to do all that.
Yeah.
There you go. We got a mutual understanding.
Hey, y'all ain't the three stooges. Y'all the five fucking stooges. I ain't worried about y'all, man.
Damn, yeah, I know. I know.
I ain't worried about
I know.
Y'all, man.
Hey, Jeremiah, you can call all the stooges, but if you know the choices, all the stooges was main players. Jeremiah, you ain't a stooge. You a mascot. You that motherfucker with the big head on and jump around and promote everybody. What are you going to do with Scotty? What are you going to do with Jeremiah? You play your role well. You a mascot. You good. Run out there on the field.
Money. I'm going to quietly ask you a question. You said you got red alert. Right?
We said we got red. You do you want me to name the cars in the Trans Am Club?
Yes.
Okay. We got red alert car. We got AJ car. We got AJ Daddy car. We got Nard car. My car is still in the shop. Gerald new car is still in the shop. And Fred White Trans Am is in the garage.
Okay. All right. So far, this is what I'm going to say. So I want you to take all of those cars together. So fastest car. $5,000.
I don't want to
have to run
you all. I can't hear Jeremiah. There's a lot of noise in the background.
Jeremiah, all the shit. He's like, man, I'll catch you when I get back up there.
Hey, man, can you go to mute?
Hey, Jeremiah, I can't hear you.
Man, you could have borrowed some money. You could have told me, I ain't got it, man. Let me give you this. I'll pay you next week.
Oh, my
but
God.
I know,
man.
Man,
come on, man.
Hey, Jeremiah, you got my phone number. Just call me on the back line, man. Because I can't hear shit you saying. Somebody gave dude some money, and he ain't did something. I can't hear you.
Sam got running the fucking board, bro. Why?
Motherfucker,
with all this noise, man.
Man, I don't know, man. I'm gonna use the white boy now. He ain't made up this, so I'm gonna use his name. Then I'm gonna try to go. He ain't run.
Gotta be a runner.
He said next week.
That's stealing if you use the white boy name.
Whoever that is, shut the fuck up and mute your phone.
For real. They muted it. Come on, y'all.
To the source of the issue. Who is this running the fucking show, bro? That's all I need to know. Who's running the show? Why the fuck are they running the show?
Shaky.
They pay for the show.
You got people sitting in the fucking queue for 15 and 20 minutes listening to motherfuckers talk about their kids and shit, man. Then you motherfuckers got people talking and ain't doing shit.
Y'all either hung up?
I'm here.
You can't hold no, you know what's killing, probably you can't even hold no conversation. Through your old conversation, somebody in the background talking about all kinds of other shit. As soon as you start talking, here it comes.
You still on? Huh?
Yeah, we still on. No, only with Sam had these shows, he got to get control of these shows. He got to get control. Only that, he can forget getting on, because you can't hold no, you can't do nothing on these shows, because they got these background. Motherfucker don't know how to go on mute. Oh, I ain't don't need locking no racing in on these talk shows. They ain't gonna let you. Fucking unhang up, because ain't nothing going on nowhere. Something must have shut off.
I didn't get to hear the one you wanted me to hear, though. Show's still on, man. Whoever that was, the last people that was talking, they must have had the background on their phone.
Yeah, because that's what it just did.
Because it's
everything
quiet
clear
now.
Man, that was Leon's phone.
That was who phone?
Leon.
Man, Leon said that wasn't on Leon's phone, what?
He said it's clear.
He should have hung
no
up.
Noise. Oh, maybe
I'm
somebody
about
else.
Dude that was stealing the white boy identity.
All right, well, I guess anybody else?
Everybody ducking.
It's race time. People tend to do that unless they try to kill somebody. They try to race.
They ain't trying to race, Shaky. They would have been at the track tonight at 12.
Tested it too. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get your autograph?
Man,
I'm
shit,
sure
I ain't
anybody's
shit.
Autograph, man.
Hey, I ain't here shit yet, Shaky. Wait till I get it. I gotta fuck my homie
no.
up first. Then I'm gonna give you the autograph.
No, well, see, that's the catch. I want your autograph. You ain't shit. That's what I wanted, so the value could go up on your autograph. See, I got this shit when he wasn't done. That's why I need your autograph. I need everybody's autograph now, man. I want your autograph when you get rich and famous. I want it now. That's how that go. Man, I knew that nigga when he wasn't shit. Yeah, we weren't doing shit, man. I got this big autograph. Look at it.
I'm still ain't shit, Shaq.
Somebody's
lying.
Okay, well, I guess you will see how people be doing it.
I want Terry autograph. That's who I want.
Somebody's lying.
Is that so? Who is it?
That's a bad
yeah,
motherfucker. That goddamn Terry a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, it's all lying.
Shit.
I've been hearing a lot of strange things on his phone. Right
yeah, Terry gonna go. I wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, go in line. Stop lying, nigga.
Terrio gonna go, man. You know that.
Come on, man.
I ain't never said he wasn't gonna go. I just said stop lying.
Oh, happy day.
Stop the goddamn line.
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
Hey, Shaw.
You ain't got a
Terry.
You ain't got a charge.
Man, we could try something.
Tell that nigga, Shaw. Tell that nigga, Shaw.
Yeah.
Shit,
they gonna be at 41 getting on though. Just if y'all didn't know, they gonna be at 41 Sunday getting on if y'all ain't know.
Get your ass gone. You going out of town? Get your little stinking ass on.
Yes, sir.
You
know, no, y'all on your way back up the road. They gonna be at 41 Sunday playing.
Get your lying ass on up the road, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We gonna hold the fort down over here, goddamn. Get your motherfucking ass on the road. Star ride, motherfucker.
Oh, man, you ain't got to talk to him like that now.
I got to. Don't tell me. I'm lying, son. Talk Terry up. Terry, I got to tell you. Terry, you're a bad motherfucker.
Thanks, Ken. I'm just saying what he just told me.
Hey, man, I'm just saying what I heard you say. I don't know what he told you. I don't give a fuck what he said.
Oh, I'm they're going to be at 41 Sunday, man. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Hey, you know what I notice about people, about some of these races? You know what I notice about them?
Come on with it, nigga.
Some of them think they're real clever.
Oh,
ain't
shit.
Nowhere in the world you going to hit me on this show. After I beat the fuck out of somebody says this, I'm going to come on here and say, he a bad motherfucker. So what the fuck am I? If he a bad motherfucker and I done beat the fuck out of him says this, who am I? I'm the goddamn king then. That's what you're saying, yeah?
Oh,
man.
Hey,
man.
Stop that goddamn line, okay?
Man, you used to fuck me up every other weekend, so what's the difference?
You ain't listening. You're not listening. I don't think you heard what I said or you didn't talk to me.
I know what you said.
Well, did you been talking for a while? God damn it, I ain't been on the show all night. Let me have my 15 minutes of fame, motherfucker. Shut up. Man, ain't no way in the world. I used to beat the fuck out Yak every time I see him. There's nowhere in the world I'm going to come on the show and say, man, that motherfucker Yak a bad motherfucker, man. He a bad motherfucker. You ain't shit. That's why I was beating the fuck out you, because you ain't nothing. Stop that bullshit, man. You're over here lying and shit, man. Y'all lying on the national show. Stop that goddamn lying. You still getting that ass beat, you ain't nothing but a punching bag. That's what you is. You ain't no bad motherfucker. Now, anybody on this phone can lose. But if you just constantly keep losing 10 in a row, you can keep on losing. You need to reorchestrate your program. Your shit ain't in order.
Mm.
There ain't no way a motherfucker losing 4, 5, 6, or 7 in a row now. It don't go like that now.
God damn.
Now, I can see if you said, he a bad motherfucker. He just been having bad luck.
Damn,
now, I go with that one now. But all that
what
dumb ass shit you said, you a lying motherfucker.
Damn.
You glorified bullshit.
Damn, man.
Nowhere
in the world
you a bad motherfucker.
You making all these dumbass decisions. You ain't bad. You ain't nothing but a goddamn punching bag. That's what you used to be to me, yeah? You're a goddamn punching bag. You know what you are. Now, keep it real, man. You stop that bullshit, man.
Man, we got to make them feel good some way, Stan.
That's what I wanted you to admit. That's why I said you're lying. See, now, yeah, I let you come out of the closet. Now you got to make a motherfucker feel good. Man, I ain't never made fuck making a motherfucker feel good. That's why these motherfuckers ain't racing now. Y'all keep making them feel good. Go to their motherfucking ass. They going to either get the fuck up out of there, stop coming on the show, stop racing, retire. You just kill them. Put your foot on their motherfucking neck. Stop trying to make a motherfucker feel good.
I'm trying to.
You know when you make a motherfucker, can I tell you when you make a motherfucker feel good yet?
Go ahead. I'm listening, motherfucker.
Can I tell you if you listen? I can tell you now. I can learn you something if you listen. You ever heard them old people say that? I can learn you something if you listen. If you listen, I can learn you something. Make that lady feel good that's making rubbing your feet and making your breakfast in the morning and taking care of the house, motherfucker. Take care of the kids. Make her feel good, motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck you making a dumbass racer feel good, fuck. Get on his ass. Tear his motherfucking ass up.
Man, I'm trying. He won't
no,
bet.
No, you ain't. You over there talking about you want to make a goddamn man feel good. Make that woman feel good. Stop making that goddamn man feel good. You're going to be the fuck. You're going to be the pussy of me now. He's going to turn you into a woman.
That goddamn stuff. Hey, I told the man I want to hurt him. I want to put up $5,000 against his wheels and his steering wheel and his wheels. I want to
tell
you that this.
Okay. And in the same breath, you're a bad motherfucker. That motherfucker bad, man. He gonna go.
You trying to make him feel good.
You making him feel good, but you want his wheels. You a goddamn hypocrite. That's what you mean.
Yeah.
Goddamn hypocrite.
Come on down, baby.
Hey, Toby, I'm gonna make you feel good. I'm gonna just make you feel good.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that.
Hear this motherfucker. You hear this goddamn yak. This motherfucker gotta make him feel good, y'all. He gonna tell on himself. Stop telling on yourself, goddamn. You goddamn lying. Don't be lying to my son like that. You don't tell me on my son. Let me lie.
I'm
telling him that bullshit. Stay on his motherfucking neck. He might come and whoop your ass. He might get him a victory. Stand on his goddamn neck. Now, you know that Terry ain't talking right now? Because he making somebody feel good. They making him feel good. He don't need no goddamn man to make him feel good. No goddamn waker. Don't do my son like that. He over there eating cake right now. He's real good. He got strawberries and shit all in his mouth. Whipped cream and shit. Yeah. He better eat cake real good, motherfucker. Hey, so good. I'm not working on something. They blowing the goddamn water out of the car. They washing their car.
That's the carburetor.
Yeah, they blowing the water out the carburetor.
They clean that valve body up real good.
Oh, okay.
I know what they doing now.
They clean them motherfucking spurters out and they racking them off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they blowing their shit. Now they blowing their breath in. They gonna kill it now. Gonna kill that motherfucker now. Come on, yeah. Come on. Make me feel good.
I know what they're doing now. They can't lie to me.
I'm over here putting the back tires back on look more.
I know what the fuck you doing, drilling and shit. Make me feel good, motherfucker. There you go, fucking with look more. I'm about to check the motherfucking lugs when I see you. I'm about to check them for my little man. Hey, my mic. You over there fucking with. Now, why is you fucking with? You had no better taking the wheels off of it. For what?
I have to clean
Kai
them up.
Kai ain't even fucking with you. Man, the Kai ain't even fucking with you, though. He didn't ask you to clean them up.
I want them to be clean, man.
Always fucking with something. It's a goddamn problem now. Why you come over there and whoop your ass? You always fucking with the cop. You got them car alone. Car ain't even bothering you.
Yes, it is. It's in my way.
It's in your way, selling, motherfucker. Let me buy it.
Come on, get
what? In your goddamn way. Don't tell everybody what you're selling to me for. Call me on the back of my
Yes, sir.
Shake dog. Let that goddamn shake you. Shake it. Shake it. Man, where's Shake at? Man? He don't want to sleep.
Shady went on mute.
He told him to do it. He got to run the show. He need him to open up a mic.
Yeah, I'm on there. Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to get a little regular car. You be driving so I can beat your ass some more.
What you say, Sean?
I need you to get a little regular car that you be fucking with so I can beat on your ass some more.
Oh man, that ain't no problem.
What the fuck you been waiting on? You used to invite me to the garage and shit. I look at it. I know how the fuck you are.
I ain't worried about it,
I know you ain't worried about it, but I'm going to beat on your ass. Tonight.
I'm going to try to have me some pretty soon.
Oh, man, y'all always saying that, man. Y'all seem longer to get a goddamn cop than a woman is to get pregnant. No, she can get pregnant fast. Goddamn, Vonnie, he told me the same shit. I'm getting ready to time with you, Shotty. And be a motherfucking thing. And be a motherfucking thing, man. It's a motherfucking thing. Hey, Yak, I just thought about something.
Yeah.
What happened to Fish Malibu?
Man, over there in the garage.
Why ain't you raising that motherfucker? Y'all ain't bring that motherfucker out.
Man, we need to. Waiting on him.
Damn, I just thought about that damn car. Mm-hmm. Just over there collecting dust.
I talk to that man all the time about that car.
Damn. Now, but you know I forgot about that concert, didn't I?
I always talk to him about that cop, dude.
Well, pretty much.
Shorty, I always talk to him about that cop. Bring that cop out.
He won't bring the motherfucker out, huh?
Nope. He tell me, shit, yeah, your cop doing fine.
That's
what he told me. Your car doing fine. So
I don't say shit else about it.
Damn. I know we bring that motherfucker out. We can get a 1,000 races.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Yeah.
I don't know. He might decide to move it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all have a nice night,
fella. Get your ass in the house before you get in trouble.
Man, it's all good, man.
Chad pulled out. Chad's in the house.